I can't believe it's news.
It's an echo.
With Brad and John.
God, that thing's acting weird.
It's echoing my ears.
I hit it. It wouldn't play. It was on a weird delay. All right. Smuggling. Drug smuggling. Homing pigeons are being used. A homing pigeon was recently caught smuggling more than 170 ecstasy pills in a homemade backpack.
Okay.
How does he fly with the backpack on?
Now, I can see. Okay, now that I can see. At first, I was thinking, how are they going to carry those bricks? I mean, how, they aren't that strong.
They better
doing
some leg workouts or something. No, a little backpack, 170 ecstasy pills in there, and flying across two countries. The bird was stopped. I don't know. Was he questioned? I don't think. I don't know pigeons could talk. But the bird,
was he stopped with a net?
Yeah, the bird was stopped with a sack strapped to its back as it flew between Iraq and Kuwait. Carrier pigeons are increasingly being used in the region as a drug smuggling technique. They say, and a little bit of irony, that the bird was caught above a building near the customs department in the capital city of Kuwait City. They say they've got a picture of the bird with the little backpack containing dozens of white pills on a desk inside the government building. They say this isn't the first case of a pigeon being seized for drug smuggling. It's becoming popular in other parts of the world. In 2015, a prison in Costa Rica captured a bird flying cocaine and cannabis over the walls into the jail.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's that. Now, how would you stop a pigeon flying over the border in Canada with ecstasy pills on him?
Does the pigeon then have to fly back with the cash? I would guess they got to load him up with cash or something. He's got to fly back the other way.
He got to come back with it.
Yeah.
Better have my part.
All right, is that machine ready?
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
See, that thing, look, it's playing, but it doesn't show that it's playing.
Man, that thing's gone insane.
It has. It's going crazy on me.
All right, let's get to these are real calls coming into the authorities out on Whidbey Island. Brace yourselves for some serious crime. Monday, April 17th, 1:07 p.m., Mailer Street. A woman said she passed a vehicle on the road, and the man in that vehicle was, quote, playing with himself.
Stick shift.
Monday, April 17th, 3:59 p.m., Passick Street. Someone called 911 to report a raccoon in the backyard with an injured tail. Monday, April 17th, 5:33 p.m., Isitt Street. A woman called 911 to report she's locked inside her own bedroom. Not bathroom, bedroom. Tuesday, April 18th, 6:57 p.m., Barrington Street. The caller to 911 wanted to tell 911 that she's doing well.
No emergency.
Thursday, April 19th, 2:06 a.m., 9th Avenue. The neighbor is banging on the wall and yelling obscenities.
You might actually call for that one. I don't know.
Saturday, April 21st, 2:49 p.m., 6th Avenue. A guy says he just fell out of a vehicle, but he doesn't know where it is.
That was April 21st, right after 4:20. So, you know, you never know.
And on 4:20, Friday, April 20th, 2:33 p.m., Bayshore Street, parking lot, Bayshore Drive, parking lot, two guys just stepped out of their truck and are urinating all over the lot. And that's it. That's Whidbey Island 911.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
You better call Whidbey Island 911 on that computer over there that's firing things off all over the place.
It doesn't even show that it's running.
It's got a mind of its own.